powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well. So don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
Time for that. Let's just get going. Again, people keep asking about a re-airing of the dedication. What we've decided to do is producer Ramona made an executive decision. We're going to move it to 6:20 after we come back from that break because it's a longer segment. So I'll get to your calls right now. I also have a couple. You know, I tweeted this last night, Ramona. I thought this was hysterical. I don't know where I saw this, but apparently there's some guy named Joshua Sneed who does these SEC shorts, and they're these little these little clips that he acts in.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's acting as an A&M fan, and he has a cowboy hat on, and he's the prosecutor in terms of the fumble, non-fumble ball through the back of the end zone.
Okay.
I retweeted this late last night. He's put the pylon on trial.
He's got...
Yes.
He's got the pylon on the...
Yeah, he has the pylon on the witness stand, and he is prosecuting the pylon in front of a judge and a jury and a defense attorney, and the defense attorney is wearing a Clemson shirt. I mean, it is absolutely hysterical. I mean, it is really well done. I retweeted it last night.
you know, in fact, let me unretweet it and then retweet it. So if people want to see it, I retweeted it last night. It's just, it's absolutely hysterical. He cross-examines the pylon and ultimately, he blames the official and
he
says the official intentionally called the play wrong. Yeah, it's worth seeing. I mean, if you're a Clemson fan, there was actually one guy last night who I saw retweeted to Josh Sneed who was arguing with him. It's not about arguing about it.
It's just funny.
I mean, the call is the call. We'll never know with exact certainty. I think most of us have a feeling.
Game's over.
It is what it is. Good and bad calls made both ways, but it's been hysterical. Yeah, Clemson dead. You have time to call it. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. David's been hanging on forever. David, Jimmy, Tiger fan, Becca, Anthony, coming to all you. David, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. How are you today?
Good, David. Appreciate you getting in.
I seen the video. That is a hilarious video.
It's funny, isn't it?
It really is.
People think of this insane stuff to do. You know, they're wildly imaginative. I mean, that's just good stuff. It's just funny.
It is. It's always the ref's fault, though. Always the ref's
that's
fault.
That's right.
did I hear on an interview after the game that Jeff Scott or Tony Elliott said that they did not really plan on starting Trevor Lawrence the second half until right at the last second?
I didn't hear that, so I'm not sure. I can't answer that.
Okay. I think I heard that somewhere, but I'm not positive.
It may be.
But I was thinking probably they were wanting to give him a chance to prove his worth, I guess you could say. Prove his greatness, or because he has been compared to Deshaun Watson so much. That they just wanted to give him a chance to prove it, and knowing that they could go to Kelly Bryant. And like I say, you've said it many times, there's no way they would have won the game without Kelly Bryant.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that's clear. I think anyone who watched that game, if your eyes are wide open and you don't have a vested interest, I don't think Clemson wins that football game without Kelly Bryant. I just think it was clear. I think the environment was so tough. I think you needed Kelly Bryant and all those ingredients, including the ability to run out the clock, you know, which is what Clemson opted to do. And I know people have said that they don't like that they think it was too conservative. But again, I understand it with an 8-point lead.
You know, it's one of those, I know they weren't thinking about it, but I thought after the game, you know, you go back when they actually started playing Deshaun Watson. They waited just a little bit too late in that Florida State game to start playing him, and they wound up losing the game. And I thought maybe, you know, I know they didn't think about that during the halftime or anything like that, but, you know, I think they were really trying to give him a chance to show how good he was because, you know, the one pass he had during the first half, that was a great play. T. Higgins done as much for the play as Trevor Lawrence did. So I think they really wanted to see more of him to start with. But, you know, definitely Kelly Bryant's got to be the starting quarterback from, you know, to start with. You know, 4, 5, 6 games down the road. Schedule's going to, I think, allow Trevor Lawrence to play a good bit anyway, just because of the schedule.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see a dramatic change from the way it's been. I think that if anything, I think what happened at A&M probably cements the notion that Kelly Bryant is going to start the games. I don't know that it means much more than that for the conclusion of the games. I mean, again, I know how I feel about it. I personally would play Kelly Bryant more, and I want to see this team run the football again, and I think running the football is important. But I think there's been a little too much talk about explosive plays. I think explosive plays will come if you run the football and you take care of your business. And I think to an extent, Clemson needs to get back to basics, get back to a power running of the football. I mean, it's not that it's ever been a real power running attack, but I think Kelly Bryant gives you that ingredient. He gives you the zone read ingredient. He he brings Etienne to life because of that. And I think you need to get back to that stuff. And I think the rest will come. I think Bryant's proven he can throw the ball vertically now that he has some weapons.
Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, the inexperience did show up with Trevor Lawrence. You could see it after the first play in the next series that he was in. You could see some inexperience showing up.
Thank you, David.
And, that is I appreciate it.
Thank you, David. I just got a text from somebody who said, Walt, will you please explain to these people that Deshaun Watson's not on the team anymore? We have had like three or four people mention Deshaun Watson in some fashion or another. Back to the phones, and it is, who did I say next? Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, all right. Yeah, you know, this weekend, the focus should be running the ball.
Yeah.
How about getting that offensive line.
I agree.
And try to push them back 3 to 4 yards backwards. And guess what? I guarantee it will fix everything.
Yeah, look, that's a big part of it. The guy who worried me at A&M was 34, and I think he did a job in the middle of that defense. And I think the interior of the Clemson offensive line got pushed around some, didn't create a new line of scrimmage, and I don't know if that's why Clemson stayed away or tried to attack in the run game only to the outside. But moving forward, you're going to have to be able to run the ball not just on the outside, but you're going to have to be able to run it on the inside as well. I think part of that is just getting back to doing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the first 10 plays, I know folks will probably boo, but let's work on that running game. Last year when against Alabama, if they're able to run the ball, they win the game.
Yeah, well,
I do believe that if they were able to run the ball, they would have won the ball game.
Well, again, I think in hindsight, there were issues in that game last year that Clemson had either inexperienced or less talented offensive skill position personnel versus Alabama's extremely talented, extremely experienced secondary. And I think those issues were problematic in that game, as it turns out. But yeah, I think Clemson does once again have to establish that they can run the ball. And I think Etienne, you know, again, we can talk about all these other backs all we want. Clemson has to establish Etienne. That's it. I mean, Clemson has to establish Etienne, period.
And my last thing is, why in the world are we scheduling Texas A&M at home?
I said that too. It's loud.
They take football serious. What are they thinking? And they let's play Georgia over at Athens. And like, no, why? You on top? Why?
I tend to agree with your position, Jimmy. But I'm not making those decisions.
Hey, like I say, how about if we play Texas A&M? Let's play them over here at Charlotte.
Yeah,
nice big stadium.
Right,
and it's just a short trip for us.
Right, neutral field in your neighborhood. That's sort of the Saban way.
Everybody wants that, you know, be like Alabama. Alabama does it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly right. Thank you, Jimmy. Excellent as always. Thank you, Jimmy. That's a good job. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines, and it is Anthony, and then Tiger Fan Becca. Anthony, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today, Walt?
Good, Anthony. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, I might have a problem with these talking heads on the College Football Network.
Okay.
It must be really sad in Happy Valley up there in Penn State, because they went all the way into the fourth quarter with App State, but no one is talking about that. They are all over us winning by 2 points in a hostile environment. Texas A&M, I mean, a lot of teams in the top five probably would have lost that game that we won.
You know, Anthony, here's the good news. You don't need to worry about what any of those people say or think, because the season's going to play itself out. And if Clemson takes care of business, they're going to be in the playoffs regardless of what any of those people think.
That's what they're wanting to do. They're trying to put everybody from the Big Ten in the playoff and everyone from the SEC in the playoff, if you can listen to the talk going on. They want to kick us out. We're like the redhead stepchild in the whole process here.
You know, I don't know, Anthony. I think people respect Clemson now. I mean, honestly, if you don't respect Clemson at this point, then you're just plain stupid. You're not worth my time. So, I mean, that's exactly. That's how I view it. I mean, I, you know, if you're one of these people who is still living in a world of Clemsoning or something, I mean, I don't really see or hear those people anymore. I think most of those people have been shut up. And, I mean, Clemson's in a playoff now every year. So if you don't respect Clemson, then you're either just stupid or you're not paying attention.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Walt. Thanks for letting me chime in.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate the call. Tiger fan Becca. Becca, what's going on?
Well, how are you doing?
Hey, Becca.
Just wanted to get in on this whole quarterback situation at Clemson. And, you know, I said during the game, and I have said pretty much since the beginning of the year, that I don't agree with a two quarterback situation. I don't think it's good. Like, when you're up, you're winning, you want to play the freshman and give him some playing time, let him get his, you know, get his feet wet or whatever, that's fine. But what you do is, and I saw it in the Texas A&M game, is you change the momentum when, you know, you go from one quarterback to another. You get in a groove. It's chemistry. Certain people have chemistry with Kelly Bryant. Certain people have chemistry with him because they played with him for a year. So you kind of take away that chemistry when you're constantly pulling one in and putting another in, and they're having to adjust to that. And sometimes in games like that, I don't think that's the best position.
Yeah, look, that's a fascinating point, because this is sort of an age-old argument in sports. It's about how frequently you substitute, even if you think that quarterbacks can be substituted. How frequently do you do it? Is the preparation issues you create for an opponent worth the potential flow damage that you may create for yourself? And I don't know. I would say in the A&M game it wasn't. Moving forward, we'll see. I mean, but that's a dilemma. And again, coaches for forever have faced these challenges, even with substitution patterns, and even in basketball, you know, maybe especially in basketball, about how often you substitute. Do you allow somebody to get lathered up and get some chemistry on the court together, or you just Dean Smith shuffle them in and out? And I think this has always been one of the questions at quarterback. I think this is an unusual year in college football, because really, for almost all football eternity, two quarterback systems have been frowned upon. This year, some adventurous and talented teams are trying it. Now, whether it works or not, I think remains to be seen. I think the jury is still out on all the teams that are engaged in that process. But yeah, I think you're right. I think that there are issues of flow and chemistry, and I think that when you make those changes, you can bring it to a halt. So it's something you have to be careful about. And I think if you're going to do it, you know, I think you need, first of all, I think you need a starter. And then I think you need to let the game dictate the terms. And I think in the second half, once Kelly Bryant was inserted or reinserted, I think Clemson made that decision. I think the decision was made that, look, this guy clearly has given us the best chance to win this game.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that I actually agreed with Herb Street. Like he said during the game, that you just can't replace experience. Like there's no replacement.
Right, you can't. I mean, look, it matters. It matters in running every element of the offense. Kelly Bryant looks more comfortable running all of the elements of the offense than Trevor Lawrence does. And in that game, that was obvious. I mean, you know, you'd have to be blind not to have seen that. That was obvious. And that's not a commentary on Kelly Bryant's greatness or his aptitude, nor is it a negative commentary on Trevor Lawrence's ability or his future. It's just a statement of fact. One guy has done it longer. He has seen more things. He is more comfortable running the range of things that Clemson wants to run, including the zone read element. So it's not a slight on one or the other. It's just a fact of experience. It's why experience does matter. It matters. It just does. And people want to ignore it. You think that talent is everything. Talent is a part of it, but just a part of it. So is experience. Hey, Beck, I have to run. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Good job. Thanks. Yep, I think that's a reasonable point. Let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One protects us here at the station. It protects all of our homes. They're the best in the industry. When Priority One comes to your home or business, you will instantly know you're in the hands of the experts. They basically take over. They examine entrance points into your property. They examine your individual situation. They speak to you. They ask you questions. You provide them answers. They determine how best to fit your specific security situation. Then they give you a customized approach, tip of the spear technology, and the fastest response time in the industry. Look, we live in a dangerous world. I'm not telling you what to do as far as your security is concerned. I'm telling you what number to call when you make your choice. 288-1400, 288-1400. Lines remain jammed. We will have the road rage dedication when we come back, and I will get to all of your calls.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com in Haywood Mall next to Belk.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Check. Saturday, Sunday, the weekend's absurd. And now it's Monday, a four-letter word. But we're changing the game, how the story goes. Now when it's Monday, you'll think, welcome to Moe's. Burritos like Homewrecker and Joey Bag. Free chips and salsa, goddamn Moe Monday swag. Sit back and relax, because you're in luck. The weekend's not over, man. Moe Mondays don't suck.
Every Monday at Moe's, get an awesome burrito, chips, salsa, and a drink for just $6.99.
For many years, State Farm has taken great care of their customers. As a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, it's in my DNA to take care of my State Farm customers and add new ones to our family. I'm Daniel Weber, State Farm agent in Clemson. I'm proud of my family's Clemson heritage, and I'm proud of what State Farm offers its customers. Whether you're just getting started or need to add to your coverage, call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Are you able to navigate today's financial markets to secure your retirement future? The advisors at Kiwi Financial Group understand that you may reach a point in your life when you need answers to countless questions about retirement planning. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to your questions to understand your needs. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com or visit our office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Wants better than Walt's Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I know the lines are still jammed. I'm going to get to you. I'm going to ask you to hang in there a few minutes. We've been promising the Road Rage dedication again. And we are going to offer that to you now. So for all the people who've been asking for us to replay it, this show, as every year, is dedicated to all those who lost their lives in 9/11, to all of the incredibly brave passengers of Flight 93, to all of the first responders who gave so much, to all of the young people around the country who elected to serve as a result of what they witnessed on 9/11, to all of those who lost their lives in the planes, in the towers, and subsequently, we offer you this.
You have 44 unheard messages. First message.
Mark, this is your mom. The news is that it's been hijacked by terrorists. They are planning to probably use the plane as a target to hit some site on the ground. If you possibly can, try to overpower these guys if you can, because they'll probably use the plane as a target. So I would say go ahead and do everything you can to overpower them, because they're hell-bent. Okay, I love you, sweetie.
Hey, Mark, Amanda, where are you? Call me, please. Bye.
I'm a little freaked out watching all this stuff.
Worried about you, so I just want to know where you are.
There's one flight that they say is headed toward San Francisco. It might be yours, so if you can, group some people and perhaps do the best you can to get control of it. I love you, sweetie. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Planes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
That's incredible.
In an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Oh, the next building
is another one.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay.
The entire building has just collapsed. It folded down on itself, and it is not there anymore.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
I'm not too worried, because worry is wasteful and useless.
They have shut down all aircraft takeoffs.
There's obviously massive casualties.
And another apparent explosion at the Pentagon in Washington.
We saw what we thought was debris, and we realized it was people jumping.
Well, this is a horrible attack.
Light the darkness most fear.
Flames engulfing what's left of the World Trade Center.
My hand, the small.
Among the emergency workers, I can hear them screaming the police code for help.
American people will not be intimidated.
Our resolve has not been weakened.
Nor will we be defeated.
By these horrific and cowardly acts.
And justice will be done.
Milito, no. In this madness will be. But I do know that God is speaking. And I have to know that God will use even this tragedy to shake up the world.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. Make no mistake. We will show the world that we will pass this test. Pass this test.
That I want to let you all know that I love you very, very much. In case I don't see you again, that the plane has been taken over by hijackers.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I don't know what to say. There are three guys. They've hijacked the plane. I'm trying to be calm. We're turned around, and I've heard that there's planes that have been flown into the World Trade Center. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
End of message.
All your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
I take comfort personally in the fact that all those who lost their lives that day are in the arms of the angels. I also take comfort in the overwhelming response to this show each and every year, in which you've demonstrated once again. And I think this year, Ramona, perhaps even more so than ever before, the response of young people on the text line, overwhelming. Overwhelming. To the Northland Communication phone lines. And again, you are free to discuss anything you want in these last 25 minutes of the show. It does not have to be related to that. It can be just sports related, whatever you feel Whatever you feel you want to do is fine with me. Craig, how are you?
Hey. Talk to me. Look, you said this before. My girlfriend in the second plane that hit the tower. I told her this last year. That was kind of funny. I woke up this morning. My phone,
Craig, I have to put you on hold. I'm going to try and get you a better connection. Hang on in there. See if you can work that out, Ramon. I can't hear him. He's breaking up on me. And by the way, the tech. There's. Thank you very much. Let me get Clemson Dad in here. Clemson Dad.
How are you, Walt? How are you? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Clemson Dad. I apologize. We had a brief weather interruption, but it was a fake, apparently, a faux interruption.
No problem. I enjoyed the tribute. I just listened to the annoying lady I worked with for so many years. We were working at the same company in a different office when that day went down. And it's like you said, man, I'll never forget that day. And, you know, a lot of days you'll never forget. My daughter being born, she was almost four that day when that happened. Her birthday's in November, but it impacted me so because it's like, you know, you hear the story. Back in the day, we had a little FM radio in the office, and I'd have it on. She let me listen to talk in the morning. I'd let her listen to country in the afternoon. And the first plane hit, and you're like, wow, that's awful. That's terrible. But like you said earlier, I mean, once that second plane hit, that don't happen twice in one day, Walt. And you knew it was on. And then just as the morning went down, it was like something I'll never forget. And like you said, it was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way,
we did what we had to do that morning, and we went to lunch and tried to find we did find a TV. People were just in awe, and their jaws were on the floor. And once they shut down the air traffic, I think it was that afternoon, if I'm not mistaken, and that I'd never seen that happen in my lifetime. And I'll be 53 in a few days, so. It was just a day it was just weird. It was just awful.
Yeah, we've had 2 days in American history that will live in infamy for similar reasons. The once famous line. And, again, I saw things on 9/11 that are indelibly etched in my memory and that I hope to, most of which I hope to never see again.
Right, myself included, Walt.
Most of which I hope to never.
Yeah. Okay. Talk about sports.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
Trevor, you know, I'm like you, he's got great potential. He looks the part. I think he needs a few more pounds. He does look a little bit thicker, not much, just a few pounds maybe than he did in the spring game. And he's a great talent, like you said, but let the guy with the experience do what he needs to do. And that throw that Trevor got a TD on to T. Higgins, I mean, yeah, somebody had to throw, and it had to be Trevor. But in my opinion, T. Higgins made that play.
Well, look, I don't want to totally discredit Trevor Lawrence either. I mean, you know, he has a little bit of a chemistry with T. Higgins that dates back to the spring game, and I think he trusts him. So, you know, he's willing to put the ball up there and give his guy a chance to make plays on. And, of course, that's the trust level that Deshaun Watson had with Mike Williams and with Jordan Leggett. Right.
But don't you agree, T. Higgins went up and got the ball and made
a
play?
Yeah, T. Higgins
made a great throw. Yeah, I'm not knocking him either.
Yeah, I mean, T. Higgins made a sensational play. And
after the catch.
Yeah, you don't make that. Look, the only way I can explain this is you don't make that throw to Deion Kane. It's no offense to Deion Kane, you know, but you don't make that throw because that's going to be picked off.
Mm-hmm. You got to fight for it. All right. One last question about NFL. I got two, but I'll just do one. You want to talk about Jets or Detroit or Minnesota and 49ers?
Jets and Detroit.
Yeah. All right. The score was outrageous, 48-17. And I find this interesting. I read an article. Sam Darnold, he joined two clubs in that game. Yet a pick six. You may know this already.
Mm-hmm.
Pick six on his first NFL pass.
Right.
Favre and Jameis Winston are in that club. He became the first QB to win his first NFL start by 31 since Brady beat Manning in 2001.
Actually, I did not know the latter stats. Pretty interesting. I appreciate it. Clemson Dad, as always, thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
You know, Sam Darnold took some instant criticism on Twitter after that first pass. You know, it's just utterly laughable. Give him a chance. The kid has all sorts of ability. He has moxie. He was nervous. He made a bad throw. He came back and he played well afterward. And he's the first decent thing the Jets have had at quarterback. With all due respect to Richard Todd and Ken O'Brien and Mark Sanchez, this is the best quarterback prospect the Jets have had since Namath. And that's a long, long time ago.
That is a long time.
Yeah, that's a long, long time ago. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. This is what they do. We encourage you to call the new Anderson location, 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, 864-260-9600, 864-260-9600. And to help you along the way in getting introduced to Mark and his incredible team at First Class Halt, how about these specials? Back to school special, 32-point safety inspection. It includes checking AC operation, up to a pound of refrigerant, and a whole list of things that was $149.95 is now $99.95. There's $100 off at Halt. On a timing belt package, that's a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, $100 off. So if it's time to change your timing belt, get over there, call, tell them I sent you. It's important. $10 to $30 off of labor. 10 off 100, 20, 200, 30, 300. $15 off any Mobil 1 full synthetic oil change service. $9 off any Mobil Super OW20 synthetic oil service, $20 off of all brake jobs, and a Hunter Road Force tire rotation for just $38.95, and AC performance diagnostic includes up to a pound and a half of Freon fan operation diagnostic, plus an AC performance test was $219.95, now just $159.95. Here's the number, 864-260-9600. Call it now, 864-260-9600. Well, you may have to wait till tomorrow. You may have to wait till tomorrow. Call them. Take advantage. All right, quick break. We'll try Craig again and Will on the other side. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Hey, Tiger fans, your Clemson football team will host the Syracuse Orange on Saturday, September the 29th in Death Valley. This game is designated as Hall of Fame Day as 10 new inductees will be introduced at halftime. Tickets are still available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. While you're there, check out all the information you need to plan your visit to Clemson in the Game Day Guide. It's Clemson and Syracuse on Saturday, September the 29th. We'll see you there.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV, and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like new clean. This month, get three rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson. 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
The whole world gone crazy!
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Tulu Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me say once more, I appreciate the absolutely incredible response to this show today. And quite honestly, it's my privilege and honor to do this once a year. And I view it as sort of a responsibility as well. And the response to it, again, gives me great comfort about who we really still are. Sometimes, you know, you can forget, and or you can be uncertain based on the climate of the day. This show served as a first-class reminder that we are still America, and at our essence, we are still the best people on earth. Let me get to the Northland Communication. I mean, except for, you know, Ramona, Matthew Stafford. You know, Matt Ryan the other day.
Yeah. What did
against
Matthew
the Philadelphia
Stafford
Eagles, Matt Ryan was just
Matt can't play. Yeah,
was absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
Well, Matt Stafford said, "Hold my beer."
Hold my beer.
Yeah, hold my beer. I can top that. And he did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford of the Lions last night went out and threw 5 interceptions in one game. Not one. LeBron James. Not one. Not two.
Oh, no.
Not three. Not four. But 5 interceptions in one game. And, of course, those two know each other intimately because
that's right. They do basketball
together.
Right,
right. They are the co-ed church basketball league champions. Thank goodness for that, huh? I mean, $300 million to these two bozos, and what they have in their win column is they share a co-ed church basketball league championship. Yeah. Well, I mean, what more can you expect for $300 million? $300 million. I mean,
$300 million.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know, $300 million doesn't go as far as it once did. $300 million doesn't go as far as it once did. Today, it just gets you a co-ed church basketball league championship.
I know.
I'd be rather disappointed.
LeBron,
but honestly,
LeBron,
if I was an owner,
like that,
yeah, no. Let's try Craig again, and then Will. Craig, how are you?
How you doing?
How you doing, Craig? Jets, 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 Jets. That's the best the Jets have looked since the sack exchange.
Yes.
Oh no, we're losing them again.
As a Jet fan, I don't know why this. As a Jet fan, I have to pump the. You know that.
I got to put him on hold. You're going to have to.
I can't do anything for him.
Okay, then we're going to have to just say goodbye to him today. Thank him for his call. But, you know, I can't hear him, so there's nothing I can do. Will.
Hey, Walt. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for getting in, Will.
I just want to say this is always one of my favorite shows of yours every year. I'm a current Clemson student. And I remember being in first grade when 9/11 happened. And they canceled school and didn't really tell us why. I get home and my dad like sits me down and he's like, "We're going to watch some TV." And I'm like, first grade. I'm like, "Okay, cool. Watching TV with dad." And he puts on the news and we sit there and we watch like the news being reported on 9/11 happening. And, you know, as a first grader, you know, I didn't really understand it, but seeing all like the graphic images and everything, just like later on in life, every year at this time, I just look back and I'm like, that changed the shape of American history as we know it. And that's the reason that I'm a criminal justice major at Clemson and I wanted to go into law enforcement because of seeing how those officers and law enforcement personnel saved the lives and put themselves in danger for the service of others, which was just kind of incredible to look back on.
Well, you know, Will, first of all, let me congratulate you on your path. I think it's marvelous. I think it's courageous, and it's exactly the type of response we've had all across the board today from people your age, and it gives me great confidence and faith in this country to hear that kind of thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's a good job, Will. Congratulations and good luck to you. Thank you, Will.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cliff wrote me, Ramona, and I think it's important, and it disappeared on me. Here it is. Cliff wrote me and said, "Walt, please plug the September 11th Victims Compensation Fund. It funds the health care for first responders dealing with cancer. By 2020, we'll actually lose more Americans from 9/11 linked cancer than from the actual attacks. These heroes deserve our support now more than ever." Exactly right. I mean, again, this is this is some of the aftermath of it that people are still dealing with, the ramifications of it. It hasn't left. It isn't over. And it's just another reason we can never forget. You know, there were so many other things that I wanted to get to today. Obviously, some of them will be pushed to tomorrow. There's a lot I want to get to in both college football and NFL football. A lot of things have happened, including injuries to key players like Oklahoma losing Rodney Anderson for the year. They still will have Trey Sermon, of course, and that's a nice, really nice backup plan since Sermon is as talented as Anderson. But, you know, you had a two-headed monster there, and now you're down to one. You know, Ramon, I want to go back to something that we brought up yesterday, because I think we maybe all need a more lighthearted moment after today's show, and that is this. You know, I mentioned the 53-year-old fighter.
Oh, I knew you were going to bring this back
up. Well, because
you said that, it had to be
because
about that.
It's one of those things, you know, it keeps drawing you back. It's like you know you missed something. You know that there's something else there that you didn't see the first time that you have to see. And it's still one of the most, I'm telling you, I've seen lots of stuff in sports, but this whole thing is one of the most insane things I've ever seen. I mean,
are they speaking again?
Well, first of all, the entire thing is in Japanese. Now, it's in Japan, so you wouldn't expect it to be in English, all right?
But that's
the
true.
But the woman it involves, this Gabby Garcia, she's not Japanese.
I have to look this up.
I've retweeted it and all that stuff. Now, the other fighter, the Japanese fighter,
53,
Shinobu
yes.
Kandori. Yeah, she's 53 years old. Wow. She has spike blonde hair. She's 53 years old. How she was ever sanctioned for this is still beyond my comprehension. And again, it's a 209-pound weight limit. And the other fighter, Gabby Garcia, she shows up at 237, and she can't lose a pound because she is the biggest frigging woman. I saw a photo of her next to Wanderlei Silva, and she dwarfed him. Dwarfed him. So she can say, well, next year, you know, we'll try the fight again. Of course, the other woman's going to be like in a geriatric home by next year. She'll be 54 getting into movies fray in Japan, you know.
Yeah,
and so I don't think that's likely to happen. But there's no way this woman's going to lose 28 pounds because she doesn't have any fat. She's like 237 pounds of a brick wall. So there's all of that. And then behind the scale and behind the guy who's with the fighters, there's another woman who's dressed as a container of soup.
What?
Yeah,
what?
I think it's a woman. Her legs are sticking out and her arms are sticking out, and she has tall black boots on, and she is dressed as a large life-size container of soup. Why? I have no idea. I have no idea about the soup woman. And the whole thing is in Japanese. And Gabby Garcia doesn't speak Japanese. So clearly doesn't speak Japanese. Because after Shinobu Kandori gets weighed in, again at 162 pounds, the 53-year-old weighed 162 pounds. And after she gets weighed in, are we done? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, just about. Yeah.
Okay. After she get, well, I didn't know that we had the a close again. So we're not gonna have that.
Yeah.
All right. As she gets weighed in, and then Gabby Garcia comes up and gets weighed in, then she starts screaming at her, and all these people are talking in Japanese. And here's 237-pound Gabby Garcia in front of the human can of soup, and she doesn't understand a single word that's going on. I'll see you tomorrow.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
flesh.